Good morning, Tony.
G'day, Kimmy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, mate. Good to catch up with you again. How's your season been?
Fantastic. Good to catch up with you again as well. It's been a little while. The season, our season's started off beautifully. We have Nippers are back into it. That's our junior surf lifesavers. They're back into it on their Sunday mornings. And water temperature, it's been lovely. I was in yesterday, had a little dip at Bermagui, and it must be still around the 20 mark, 21 even.
Oh, beautiful. That's balmy, isn't it?
It is lovely. Yeah. So far as the rest of the troops and all our wonderful patrollers, patrols have been going well, and we've had the odd after-hour call out. We've got one of the best teams in the state there with regard to response.
Yeah, you've been a little bit busy, actually, with a few rescue operations, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, rescues and searches. But we have a great crew there who are still totally all volunteer-based and available 24/7 with our jet skis and IRBs. They're amazing.
Well, we certainly had an amazing tourist season. There were plenty of people enjoying our gorgeous beaches right along the coast.
Yeah, weren't they? It was great to have our, I suppose you call them little our tourist areas, which are quite often driven by tourism down here, to be compared to last season when they were heading home for away from the fires. Sadly, she got pushed home with the COVID as well. But it's been a great season compared to last year, and all businesses are doing pretty well, I think.
I haven't seen so many sunshades and cars in car parks at beaches for I don't know how many years, Tony.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. No, it's been great. It's been fantastic.
Now, recently we launched our brand new frequency in the Bega Valley, 94.5 FM, and we're in Bega for the day, broadcasting live. We happened to catch up with your boss lady, Cheryl.
Yeah, you'd be able to catch up with Cheryl, and I think her husband Bruce was in there.
Bruce was, yes.
With you, I was looking forward to it, and just I think I was heading off that day, flying away, but it was, what a great launch. And we had some great news that day, didn't we?
Yeah, well, GM Jane decided to make the decision on the spot. Well, no, not really on the spot. We talked about it. Obviously, there'd been discussions. But she said to Cheryl and Bruce on that day that, yeah, we're going to do our radiothon for 2021 for surf lifesaving again.
Fantastic, because we had a ball last time, and your listeners were so generous, and we enjoyed the crew that came in there to help and work alongside. That you announced, had a fantastic time, and the money that you raised for us there has gone to a great cause with regard to all the volunteer service we do. There's no paid staff at all for any of that money or any funds that come from the far south coast. It's all volunteer. Keep the beaches running, keep the beaches safe after our service, Nipper training. It's just a great organisation, that's why I love it. And thank you so much for giving us the gig again, generously. Thank you.
Well, we really enjoyed your company last year. Plus, we love raising money for an organisation that helps so many people throughout the year on the coast, particularly during the hotter season. And, we can't wait to do it again. Have a great time for the second time round.
Yeah, me too. Don't worry. We had a great bunch came in. I think from every club, all 7 clubs, we had participation there with the business. It's a busy little place in there on that radio some weekend. It was enjoyed by all.
Yeah, it's a hive of activity on Radiothon weekend. We'll do it later in the year with you guys from Surf Lifesaving on the far south coast. Tony, it's so nice catching up with you. Take care.
Good to chat, Kimmy. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Talk later.